Matthew chapter number 14, verse number 22, says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary." I'll go ahead and stop there and tell you that things won't hardly ever go your way. Go ahead and get ready for that. The winds are always going to be contrary to what you think. "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O ye of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come unto the ship, the wind ceased. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." You may be seated. I want to share this little thought with you that the Lord gave me and has been a great blessing to my life in the past week. It's just incredible. I hope you can get a little bit of this tonight. I hope you can take your minds off tomorrow and tonight and your television show tonight, and you'll really sink your teeth into this, because the Lord will help you with this Scripture tonight. I've heard of many of messages preached out of this Scripture, and a little different thought the Lord gave me here. And the thought tonight is when our faith gets out of focus. When our faith gets out of focus. You know, folks, one of our problems is every one of us, a spiritual and saved child of God, we like it when the wind blows. And I'm not knocking it. That church was different last night from what we got. And I'm not knocking it at all, but I'm here to tell you, I don't want that. I want to be around where the wind's blowing. And I like it when the wind goes to blowing. But what we've got to realize is with the wind comes storms. What happens to us is we get all fired up for the Lord, and the storm comes along, and we get defeated, and we go to frowning and pouting, and we do not get the point that God's trying to show us. When our faith gets out of focus, there's a few things that we really need to do. Let me remind you, first of all, that these storms in our life are divinely appointed. And these storms in our life, as we'll see in these disciples here, don't necessarily come when we're being disobedient. God's going to send storms to show you what you're made out of. He already knows what you're made out of. But it's very important for us to realize what we're made out of. We need to know where we're at, amen? So, first of all tonight, He wants us to focus on our direction instead of our difficulties. Now, why you say that, Brother Dennis? How does that fit into this story? Well, let's just look right here. And it says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship to go before him to the other side." The Lord God would have you focusing on your direction, which is the other side, instead of the storm surrounding you, instead of your difficulties. God sends difficulties and storms not for you to look at the difficulties, but to get you to look to Him. He wants you looking in the right direction. A lot of people think that when storms come our way, the first thought we have is, Lord, what have I done? You got saved, what you done. And I'm going to tell you something, the more wind you like and the more fire you like and the more you get on fire, the more the storms are going to come. And you better watch it because Satan will get in these storms. And he wants us to focus on our direction. First of all, I want you to notice that they were sent. It said Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship. They sent him right into the storm. Now, how many times have you gotten defeated in your life and said, well, Lord, I've gotten in church, Lord. I've gotten faithful. I even come on Wednesday night and Sunday night now, God. And I've gotten faithful to you. And I'm praying, Lord. And I'm even picking up my Bible every once in a while. And it seems like, God, the closer walk I get with you, the faster these storms come. What you've got to realize is He sends you into these storms. He's wanting to get all He can get out of you. He wants to squeeze everything, every bit of the glory that He can get out of you while you're here in this walk of life. But we get discouraged. We get to feeling like we're going to live here for an eternity. And we really want life to be so sweet and lovely and everything just to be smooth as silk and not have any waves or any storms in our life. But folks, we're not here for us to get joy. We're not here to get glory. That's our whole problem. We think we're here to have heaven on earth. I don't remember who it was. I might have been Brother David Phillips heard him say it not too long ago. I thank God this is the only hell I'm going to know. It's supposed to be hell. God never promised that. And the only joy that we can have in this walk of life as a Christian is to realize our direction. God wants us to focus on our direction and not our difficulties. While they were surrounded by difficulties, these were the men that were the closest to our Lord and Savior. And they were surrounded by storm, by difficulties. And what do we expect? I mean, my, we come to a house of God that's full of God. We got a pastor that's full of God that preaches the Word of God. We worship the Word of God. Why, I eat my carcer and our choir man's full of the Holy Ghost. What do you expect? We close to Him. Don't visit on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, but get out there once in a while and go to revival. And you'll realize why the storms get the way they do around us. He wants us to focus on our direction and not our difficulties. That's the first thing we want to do. Well, Lord, look what I've done, and poor old pitiful me. Then we'll get bitter at whatever we think caused the storm. And it's God actually that caused it, sin it to start with. Bitterness will kill you. Our direction, and we need to focus not on that, we need to focus on His person and not His presence. And don't get me wrong, I like the presence of God. I like to be around it. But if you'll notice right here in this story, it says when He sent them up to, unto the other side while He sent the multitudes away. And so when He sent the multitudes away, He went into a mountain apart to pray. Sometimes you're going to feel like He's not there. You know, He went to pray and they had to go row. Sometimes He'll leave us in the storm feeling like we're alone. You know why? He don't always want us to focus on His presence. He wants to focus on His person, on who He is. God's not always going to fly to your relief every time you pray. You don't need to get discouraged. You need to realize His person. I've already seen it many times in my life where I've prayed, oh God, I need You, Lord. I need You to move this direction. Brother Gerald, I want Him to move the way I ask Him to. But you see, we need to focus on His person when we don't feel His presence. God knew the times I asked Him, He wasn't going to answer that prayer the way I thought. Because He had a much better answer down the road. God works that way. And what where God wants us to get in our life is where we don't fall apart every time we don't feel Him move on the scene. We need to just say, well, hey, He's Lord. And He's God. He may not fix this thing entirely, but hey, it's going to be fixed one day. He's my Lord. I'm in His hand. I'm in Jesus, and Jesus is in God, and ain't nothing gonna get to me unless He lets it happen. We need to focus on His person, who He is. Y'all realize what we got? My goodness. Wow. Lord, if we could just get our eyes off this old world and get them focused on Him. How about that? You know what happens sometimes though? He'll show up when He's got you. Let me tell you what He'll do. He'll show up when He's got you where He wants you. You know, He chose not to go with the disciples. He chose not to get in there, Brother Randall, right before the winds picked up and the storm started coming. He waited till they got right in the heart of that storm before He came on the scene. In other words, He waited until they's just about to get afraid. And let me go ahead and tell you this too. I wrote this down. It's all right for you to be afraid. Don't go thinking you're ever going to arrive to the point where when storms come, you won't get afraid. Don't ever get to thinking you'll just say, well, that's just a little old storm. No big deal. I'm here to tell you when God sends a storm, and then when He comes on the scene in a storm and He gets what he wants to out of you in that storm, the next storm's going to be that much higher. The waves are going to get higher each and every time because God's going to take you to the limit. That's what He wants to do. He wants to see what He can get out of you. He don't want us sitting still. He wants you to be a stronger Christian than you were a year ago. He's going to want you to be stronger and have a closer walk with Him 6 months from now than you do right now. He don't want us sitting still. And let me tell you something. He wants you to get better, not bitter. I myself, and I've seen many other Christians, Brother Gerald, when they go through a storm, they get bitter. And all God's trying to do is make them get better. But I've learned that when we go through a storm and we choose to get bitter instead of getting better, that seems like God will come right back and send another storm just almost identical to that storm. When God sends things your way, He wants you to get better. He wants you to become more of a Christian when times get hard. He don't want you to get bitter against everybody and go to pointing the finger and saying, I might as well give up. You know, the devil will have you look around and say, well, Lord have mercy, here I am all fired up for God. It seems like every time I turn around, my life's in turmoil. And I can sit there and look at these deadhead Christians. It seems like they never have a storm. You know why? Because they're deadhead Christians. God knows what He can get out of you. He's going to take you to the limit. He wants you to focus on His person and not His presence. I love the presence of God. I love it when God answers a prayer. There's nothing like it. I just want to shout. But you know where God wants to get me to? Brother David, He wants to get me to the point where I shout when He doesn't answer the prayer. When He doesn't come on the scene. Brother Ken words it so well. He says, shout on credit sometimes. It may not be going good, but whoo, glory to God. You know what He wants you to do? Those of you in here that's having financial difficulties, and those of you that's in here having health issues, and those of you in here that's having family issues, children issues, mom and daddy issues, job issues, everything. So you know what God wants you to do? He wants you to quit wallowing in it, and He wants you to clear you out a real good spot and just say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. God's still on the throne. I want to shout because of who He is. Not because of what's going on. I want to shout because of who He is. You see, He's going to answer your prayer one day, child of God. He may not give you riches on earth. You may always have a hard time paying your bill. He may not give you perfect health. You may have several of your health from here until you go to your grave or to heaven. You may always suffer with family. Your family may never get right with God. But let me tell you something. One of these days, after a while, God's got a cure all for every bit of it. He's going to take care of. God will answer your prayers. He will. But we want to wait till it gets good before we go to shout. God wants us to shout. Reckon what He would do. Reckon what He would do for us if we'd shout before He ever even sent the victory. Glory to God. What would God do? I wonder. He'd have us to focus, folks, on His person, on just who He is. Brother Gerald, He may not send everything the way I like it, but I do know who He is. He knows what's good for me, Brother Randall. He knows exactly what's good for me. I apologize, y'all. I really ain't worried that much about the rain. Told somebody that this week. They frowned at me. I said, I ain't worried much about the rain. I said, I kind of feel like God's going to send what He wants to. And I said, when I turn my faucet on, ain't no water coming up, Brother Randall. I may change my mind. But I ain't a whole lot worried about it. I've had people come by the car lot there and say, ain't made old Jake quit washing cars back there? And I said, nah, whenever they get ready to write him a check, we'll quit washing them. He got to make a living, amen. Talking about cutting water supplies down on chicken farmers, well, how are they going to make a living? You know what? Well, let's do like what Brother Matt, my goodness, answered the whole issue. That the people of God would get right. Go to focusing on who He is instead of focusing on, oh my, we're going to run out of water. Just say, glory to God, I ain't running out of water. I guarantee you I'm going to have enough water. I may not be able to wash my car, but I guarantee you I'm going to have a drink of water. Because God's going to take care of me. It's shame on us that we go out in the world and doubt God and proud about the situations that's going on in this country. No, God don't want us to do that. He don't want us to say, oh, what we're going to do about rain. He wants us to walk around saying, glory to God, it's going to rain when the Lord wants it to. And I ain't going to do without no rain. I ain't going to do without no water. God's going to take care of me. I hope y'all got that point. Glory to God. I didn't think that was the best one, but it come out pretty good. I believe I'll get me a drink of water. Amen. I don't know how folks preach without Him. You say if you calm down a little bit, you could. I can't. That's the only thing I know, be myself. Amen. We need to focus on His person, not His presence. Glory to God. Folks, let's quit getting bitter. And when times get hard, just get better. As a church, let's don't get bitter when there's problems. Let's just get better. Get better. Woo, I can't get off this point. The Holy Ghost ain't letting me. I was fixing to go out of him. He won't let me. You know, Brother David, me and you get crossed up. Instead of us focusing on me and you being bitter with one another, we're just going to make up and let things get better. Have you ever noticed if you get crossed up with a person and you make up, you forgive one another, have you ever noticed that relationship get stronger? Have you ever noticed you'll create a real good tight friend when you make things right? Well, I focus on getting better, not getting bitter. Anybody can get bitter. I mean, God expects the world to get better, but not us. He wants us to get better. Thank God. I'll be glad when it does get cold, we'll need this heat. Amen. Had to throw that in there. He wants us to focus on His assuredness and not His appearances. You know, it says right here in the Bible that it was the fourth watch. In other words, folks, it's getting late. Lord, it's getting real late. And they just about to give up. The Bible said they's prayed. You know, and I've got to noticing that when it gets about the fourth watch and when it starts getting late and we give up, that's usually when He shows up. Let me tell you something. If you want to take your situation and you want to take your problem and you want to take your difficulties and put them in your pocket and run with them, God will let you. Oh, He'll let you walk around moaning and groaning and complaining and griping and never getting better. Nothing ever doing better in your life until you finally give up. That's when He will show up. In the fourth watch, when it gets late. God's going to show up, folks, by the time you're about ready to get up. Now, you know, so we ought to focus on His assuredness and not His appearances. You say, well, God ain't showed up in my problem. You don't need to do that. Oh, no, you need to focus on the Scripture. The Bible says He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He always will. Focus on that assurance. Don't say, well, the Lord ain't showed up yet. Say, hallelujah, He's going to show up. God wants us to have faith. You see, He wants to focus on these things when our faith gets out of focus. He wants us to focus on this encouragement tonight that I'm preaching about and not your environment. So what in the world are you talking about, Brother Dennis? Flip back over to Matthew 8 right quick. 6 and read you about another storm, verse number 23. This is my favorite part of the message. I may be the only one this for, but I love this. Lord of mercy, when the Lord showed me this last Tuesday night, I come unglued. Verse number 23 says, and when He was entered into His ship, His disciples followed Him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but He was asleep. And the disciples came to Him and awoke Him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And He said to them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the seas obey Him? You know what? I didn't even really think about this when I was studying over here in this verse of Scripture, over here in chapter number 14. I just forgot all about that these disciples had already been in a storm over in Matthew chapter number 8. And I got to noticing that both times the Lord showed up. But the second time, they were still distraught. And in my life, there's so many times when everything comes against me and the storms surround me and the waves get high, I don't know why in the world I feel like giving up. I don't know why I want to take the easy way out every time, Brother Tim. I don't know why I want to do that, because the Lord has already showed up before. These disciples were so afraid and so fearful when they got in the storm, and all they had to do is look back to Matthew chapter number 8 when the Lord showed up before. And if He showed up one time, He'll show up again. And all the situations in your life that He took care of before, Sister Rita, He'll do it again. God will do it again. You can rest assured if He's able to do it one time, He'll come through for you again. He will. And you know what? He ain't going to until you get to believing Him. Amen? That's what faith is. Faith ain't believing in God when things is going good. Faith is believing in Him when things is going bad. You want God to blow in on your situations, you must believe Him when it ain't good. Hallelujah. The Lord God has took care of me many times, and He will do it again. He will, y'all. Glory to God. We got it made. Glory. He's already showed up before. And He will definitely do it again. Y'all going to like this message tonight because it's short. Amen. Y'all was good to me when I preached long, so now I'm going to get a good short. Amen. He wants us to not only focus on our encouragement and not our environment. Focus on the Word of God. You can bank on this, folks. You can count on this book. You can count on everything in this book. If He says He will, He will. And if He says He's going to, put it in the bank. I tell you what, I like to deal with somebody that does what they say, don't y'all? And God's going to do what He says. This is His Word. He is a God of His Word. You ever heard of being a man of your Word? He's a God of His Word. He will take care of you. We need to focus on our completion and not our circumstances. You need to try to forget about your circumstances. And you need to refuse to stop short of your completion. You say, Brother Dennis, explain to me about this completion. God didn't save you just to get you to heaven. God saved you to make you more like Him every day. God's got a work. He's got this idea of what, Brother David, He wants you to be. And He ain't going to quit till He gets you there. Brother Tim, He's got His idea exactly what He wants you to be. And same with me. You need to refuse to stop until He's got you completed. And don't ever think you've arrived. Well, that's when the storm's about to come. As soon as you think you got it, as soon as you think you know it all, that's when He's going to show you who God is. Amen. He will show you who He is. Focus on the completion and not your circumstances. Last point tonight is you need to focus on the Savior instead of the storm. You say, well, come on now, what are you talking about? I think we need to be like old Peter, just for a little bit. What did the Bible say here? It says, verse number 27 says, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bidst me come unto thee in the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I want to stop there. He walked on top of the water, on top of the waves, in other words. Peter was using waves for stepping stones. The top of those tall waves. He waited on another. Here he comes. Take another step. Peter, a man like you and I, walked on the water. But what happened to him is the Bible says here he began to focus on his circumstances instead of Savior. And that's what happens to us. God wants us to walk on the waves of the storms of our life. Are you getting this yet? God wants us to walk on the ways of the situations and the storms of our life. You say, Brother Dennis, I'm not like Peter. I bet you more like him than what you think you are. The Bible says right here about old Peter. It says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. That's what happens to us, folks. We get to worry about the wind and the storms and we get afraid. And then we got to cry out for the Lord to save us. God wants us to walk on the waves of the situations of our life. He wants you to get above the storm and realize who He is. And as long as you're not walking with Him and looking at Him, you'll never be able to walk above these circumstances. You're always going to be controlled by your environment rather than your Lord. You're always going to be controlled by the storms. And you're always going to be steered by the storms. And that's always going to be your drive. And you're always going to look that way. You've got to learn to look at the Lord and trust Him. What do you got in your life? Do you ever just get tired of wallowing around in it? I do. Do you ever just get tired of wallowing? Feeling sorry for yourself? Grumbling, complaining, and whining all the time. You ever feel like you just love to get above it all? You ever just feel like going to heaven? How many have this week? You ain't in bad shape. You need a storm. I believe I throw my hand up. I want this year, I want to be a walk-on. You see, the Lord wants to get above our circumstances where we can worship Him. It comes easy when things are going good to worship God. Oh, it's easy to walk in the house of God, big old smile on your face and some new clothes and speak to everybody and how you doing. Amen, preacher, glory to God, hallelujah. When everything's going fine, why can't you do it when things ain't going fine? That's where God wants us to be. He wants us to realize this life is just like a vapor, y'all. It's short. Oh, Lord, most of y'all in here are younger than me now. I used to go to church when everybody was older than me. Hey, y'all young people, I got there just like that. Wow. Almost 50, Brother Randall. Just like that. Fixing to join y'all's club, amen. By another year and 2 months, I'm in there. Fast. I'd like y'all just a little bit ago. It's so quick. It just goes by so fast. What in the world? I want to spend it wallowing and drowning in my sorrows and in my storms. God wants me to walk above them. You know what, Brother Tim, when I preach with the most power on my preaching, when I pray with the most power in my prayer, it's when I am going through a storm. And I can choose to turn it, to use the power of that storm to point people towards glory land world, or I can waller in it. God wants us to worship Him. Why, we shouldn't be able to tell who's got problems in here tonight. Well, it'll all be just as praising God and worshiping Him and giving Him glory. Brother, we ought to be toting the glory, amen? That ought to be your goal, is to tote the glory of God, the house of God with you. And you ain't going to do it as long as you're walking around without faith. God wants your faith. God wants your faith. When our faith gets out of focus, we're going to hate it one day when we get to heaven and our works are judged. And we look and see what little we've done for God. What little glory we carried with us. Carry the glory by getting above it. I know it ain't easy. I know it's fearful, y'all, but we got a God that's incredible. The Bible says, I believe it because it's the Word of God. There's no telling what the Lord would do if we obeyed the Scripture. The Bible says if you had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you could say unto that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it shall be done. That's truth. That's not a metaphor or symbolism, what all these people call it. It's literal. If we just had a little bit of faith, God help us and God forgive us for our little faith.